today is a big day in Jewish politics. If that makes any sense to say Jewish politics. AIPAC is going on. Hillary Clinton spoke at AIPAC today. It was basically a anti-Trump speech. It was anti-Trump speech. It was Trump is bad and Trump is evil and Trump doesn't like Jews and Trump and Trump will do bad things for Jews and I don't know. The list goes on. It's funny. Bernie is not speaking at AIPAC. So you have Hillary speaking at AIPAC, Trump speaking at AIPAC, Cruz speaking at AIPAC, Kasich speaking at AIPAC, but no Bernie. No Bernie. And he's a Jew. He's not speaking there. It's almost like the Jews gave him a pass. It is. It's almost like they gave him the wink. I don't know. They gave him the – they got to have a signal, like the horn signal or I don't know, that like they give him the mojo thing. I don't know. What did they give him? They had to have given him some type of Jewy signal. maybe the dreidel thing, I don't know. They did something, but they gave them the pass. I mean, could you imagine if Hillary or Trump or Cruz or Kasich was like, "Yeah, I'm not going to speak there." It would be a big deal, but Bernie's not. So it's got to be that he's Jewish, and they know he won't do anything to harm Israel. I don't know. There's got to be some something there. I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know. But there's something there that he's not speaking. She spoke. In a nutshell, she said, "Let's see. Let's give highlight here. I got a couple little snippets. Our next president will walk into the office next January and immediately face a world with perils where we must meet with strength and skill. Walking away is not an option." Let's see here. What else? Hold on. I got the little Hillary list here. Then she goes on to say, because it's like you know, Trump will blow you guys up. Candidates for the president who think the U.S. can outsource Middle East security to dictators, or that America no longer has vital national interests at stake in this region, are dangerously wrong. That was reference to Clinton or Trump talking about Trump saying, let Russia deal with Assad and so on and so on. Let's see. Palestinians must stop funding, supporting, and celebrating and endorsing terrorism. The Iran nuclear deal is working, and that she believes that there can be an even closer union with Israel. Okay. Let's see what else. Let's see. Israel's security is non-negotiable. And, man, I know other people have said that, or other people have said this, but she screams. And I know I'm one in about 50 people that have said this. I know I'm one in 50 people that will be accused of being sexist. But listen, she screams. And I would say that about any politician who has a scream delivery. She has a scream delivery. She has a scream delivery. Very simple. Some people are good at giving a speech and playing to the audience and having a shift in their cadence and tone based on a point. She doesn't. She's just not real good. And I know she had a debate where she even talked about that and said she wasn't naturally gifted as far as campaigning like her husband and Obama. So she kind of played on the fact that she knows that she's not good at speaking. But I don't remember her in 08 being like this. She's kind of changed her style. I don't remember her in 08 sounding like this. Oh, man. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's just bad. So she was doing this AIPAC speech the same way, just screaming. Ah, and you don't need someone that can negotiate the free. We know they did. Oh, okay. Got it. We got it, Hillary. We got it. You screaming and yelling. We got it. And then she kind of finished. And the funny thing, you know, there was a report in the paper the other day talking about Israel that was just conducted there. And that poll stated that an overwhelming majority of Israelis favor Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz and John Kasich. Like, in Israel, Donald Trump is winning. Donald Trump is winning in Israel. And it's funny that Hillary Clinton kind of used the Trump Muslim ban, an argument of why he's not good for Israel and for the country. And she kind of forgot that she's talking to a room full of Jews whose first their first care, yes, there are many American Jews there, but their first care is for Israel and the protection of Israel and for the safety and the prosperity. And in Israel, they're all for banning Muslims. That's, you know, that's something that Israelis are completely fine with. Get the wall. They get when Donald Trump talks about the wall because Israel has a wall. They understand walls. They understand monitoring Muslims. They understand Muslims running through the streets of Israel and stabbing Jews. They understand that. So when, so know, when Hillary Clinton is talking about Donald Trump's positions on temporarily banning Muslim immigration, and talking about you know, this is similar to the time that the Jews were refused entry in 1939 and sent back to Europe, basically saying, hey, remember, we did that to all of your ancestors. What we are doing, or what Donald Trump wants to do with the Syrian refugees, is what happened to our ancestors. Your ancestors tried to flee here, and the United States turned them away, and in turn they were killed by Hitler. So, like, Hillary is trying to play that Hitler card and referencing Muslims and the parallels. But I think Jews are a little smarter than Hillary thinks. And the Jews should be a little insulted. Be a little insulted that Hillary would somehow make a comparison that Jews fleeing Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler is somehow the same as Muslims who come to this country with a marriage visa and then shoot up a school, or terrorists that blend in with Syrian refugees who wind up committing violent acts here in our homeland, Kentucky, or New York, or just 20, 25-year-old Syrian men who refuse to fight for their country. You know, Hillary making the comparisons between those situations and, you know, Anne Frank is, I think, a little insulting. But hey, I'm not a Jew. I'm Italian, so I wouldn't know these things. Actually, I'm not really. I am Italian, but I'm not from Italy. My mom wasn't from Italy. My dad wasn't from Italy. And we could go into when people go, well, I'm Italian, I'm Armenian, I'm, well, you're not that. You're American. You were born in America. Sure, your history goes back to this time and this place, but you were born in America. You're an American. Sorry. So what do I know? What do I know? But if I was a Jew and I had ancestors that were exterminated by Hitler, I would be a little offended by Hillary's comments at APAC. But like I said, it doesn't play well with Israelis, and she's playing to that crowd. She's not playing to me. She's not playing to non-Jews. She's playing to a room full of Jews. She's playing to thousands of Jews. She's playing to Israelis that are watching her speech over the World Wide Web. and they are perfectly fine with limiting and keeping an eye on Muslims. I mean, when Prime Minister Benny Netanyahu ran for re-election, he even used some of that rhetoric in getting the Israelis out to vote. Used language that basically said, hey, it's them versus us. Can't let them. I mean, he used that language. And he was reelected. At the end of the day, he was reelected. His party controls the parliament. He has complete control over that country. So if Hillary Clinton thinks she's going to get Israelis and Jews to sympathize with the Donald Trump is bad for the world because of his stance and his feelings on Muslims, it's not going to work. Because the Israelis are like, yeah, wait a minute, we understand. We understand. Every other day we're getting stabbed in the street by these crazy SOBs. So we get that. Maybe some of the other stuff we don't get, but we get that. Well, you know, maybe they do get, you know, listen, the last time Trump spoke at the at an event like that, he told them that they were the best negotiators. And you heard people laugh. Trump goes, right? You guys, it's a tough room. You guys are the best negotiators. A lot of negotiating going on in there. So, you know, they might agree a lot more than we think. Okay. So that was Hillary. Now, Trump will be making his speech later on today. This is going to be interesting because, A, they say it's a prepared speech. It's prepared. And B, they're saying it might be on a teleprompter. Huh. Imagine that. Trump working off a teleprompter. It could be huge. Huge. A prepared speech and working off a teleprompter. Wow. This could be pretty good. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Because Trump has done prepared speeches before, and he basically just reads it off a piece of paper. It's kind of funny because he reads it off the paper and he doesn't look up. He just reads just line after line. When he did the Muslim ban speech, he was like, today I am calling for a complete shutdown of, he reads it off the paper. It's great. So we'll see what happens. It will be a trip if it's one of those times where it's this 10-minute speech, reading it. And there's no teleprompter. It's just on his tape notes. I want to say, and he puts his finger in the air, I want to say, I, Donald J. Trump, love the Jews. It's gonna be good. So this gives us a preview. This gives us a preview of what the will look like, because it still trips me out to think that the convention where they do the whole pageantry and it's the final night, prime time, and the nominee accepts the nomination from the party, and then they give like an hour speech or a 45-minute speech, and it's a preview of how they would look as the president. And it hurts me to think that Trump would get up there and just wing it. just wing it for 45 minutes. Trips me out. So this might be a glimpse of not winging it. Who knows? Who knows? This might be a glimpse. We don't know, but it will be later on. He's going to speak, like I said, Cruz, Kasich, so I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. There might be a teleprompter. There might not be one. There's supposed to be protests. A rabbi. I don't remember. It's not Rabbi Shmuley. It's not him. But it's some rabbi that was going to walk out. But they're going to be peaceful. I can't see any rabbis chaining themselves to a table full of sandwiches or something like that. I can't see. That's not in them. Okay, the Jews aren't like that. They're not disruptors. Okay, they're not disruptors. Remember Bernie Sanders when he started running and he was doing the Black Lives meeting? And he started to talk, then they started talking. He goes, "If you don't want me here, I don't have to be here. I'm just not going to be here, okay? I'll see you later. I'm just not going to be here." That's more their style. They're not gonna scream at you. They're just, "You know what, Dante, if you don't want to go with what we want, we're just not going to be here." And that's it. It's not going to be here. Nobody's chaining themselves to the fish stand. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They're not like that. They're good people. Okay? They're good people. They're not going to do that. But by the way, solidarity button. The rabbis might play a button, like a emblem on their lapels. Sounds kind of creepy, kind of Hitler-esque, death camp-y. But they talked about doing that, some type of, no Trump button. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it will go good. Hopefully it will go smooth. Hopefully all the Jews will be happy. Everybody will get along and have a good time. But anyways, we'll see.